Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Machine Learning. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Machine Learning Basics in the Machine Learning Engineering for Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the three main types of machine learning: supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between these different types of machine learning and understand their applications in the fintech industry. Main content: supervised learning. Supervised learning is one of the most common types of machine learning. In supervised learning, a model is trained using labeled data, which means that the input data is paired with the correct output. The model learns to map the inputs to the outputs, making it capable of predicting outcomes for new, unseen data. For example, in the context of finance, a supervised learning algorithm can be used to predict credit scores. By using historical data that includes features such as income, credit history, and existing debts, the inputs, along with the corresponding credit score, the output, the model learns to predict future credit scores for new applicants based on similar input features. Supervised learning can be further divided into two categories: classification and regression. Classification involves predicting a categorical outcome, such as whether a loan application will be approved or denied. Regression, on the other hand, deals with predicting continuous outcomes, such as forecasting stock prices. Unsupervised learning, unlike supervised learning, is used with data that does not have labeled outputs. The goal of unsupervised learning is to find patterns or groupings within the data. This type of machine learning is particularly useful for exploratory data analysis and can help identify hidden structures in your data. In the fintech industry, a common application of unsupervised learning is customer segmentation. By analyzing customer data, such as transaction history and demographic information, unsupervised learning algorithms can cluster customers into segments based on their behavior. This information can then be used to tailor marketing strategies, improve customer service, or develop new financial products that better meet the needs of different customer groups. Another application is anomaly detection, which helps identify unusual patterns that may indicate fraudulent activity. By analyzing transaction data without predefined labels, unsupervised learning can highlight transactions that deviate from the norm, allowing companies to investigate potential fraud. Reinforcement learning is a unique type of machine learning that is based on the concept of agents interacting with an environment. In this framework, an agent makes decisions, receives feedback in the form of rewards or penalties, and aims to maximize its cumulative reward over time. Unlike supervised learning, where the model learns from labeled examples, reinforcement learning focuses on learning through trial and error. In the fintech sector, reinforcement learning can be applied in areas such as algorithmic trading. An agent can learn to make trading decisions based on various market conditions and feedback from past trades. By continuously refining its strategy based on the outcomes of its actions, the agent aims to maximize profits while managing risk. Another example is in personalized financial advice systems. A reinforcement learning model can adapt its recommendations based on user interactions, learning what types of advice lead to positive outcomes for individual users, thus improving the service over time. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the three main types of machine learning: supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning, each with its unique applications in the fintech industry. Supervised learning uses labeled data to predict outcomes. Unsupervised learning identifies patterns in unlabeled data, and reinforcement learning focuses on decision-making through interaction with the environment. By understanding these different types, you can better leverage machine learning techniques in your fintech applications. Reflection questions: how would you apply supervised learning to improve customer credit risk assessment at test company? What insights could unsupervised learning provide to enhance customer segmentation strategies for your business? In what ways could reinforcement learning transform trading strategies for a fintech company?